Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about the U.S. economy's financial health. And it's a bit of a nail-biter, folks. It seems Doug Kass, a billionaire fund manager, is drawing some alarming parallels to Greece's debt crisis back in the mid-2010s.
Greece? Really? That sounds serious. What exactly is Kass so worried about?
Well, he's pointing fingers at the tax bill passed by Congress. He believes it's a recipe for disaster, exacerbating our already precarious debt-to-GDP ratio. He even goes as far as comparing it to Greece's situation in 2015. Remember Grexit?
Vaguely remind me.
Greece was on the brink of being kicked out of the European Union because their spending was way out of control. Kass sees the U.S. heading down a similar path. He mentions that credit default swaps on U.S. debt are alarmingly close to those of Greece.
Credit default swaps? Those sound complicated.
Think of them as insurance against a country defaulting on its debt. The higher the price, the riskier the bet. And for the U.S., the price is going up. Kass claims investors are ignoring the warning signs, dancing like Zorba the Greek, while the U.S. spends gluttonously.
Gluttonously? Strong words. But is he just being overly dramatic? Surely the U.S. economy isn't as fragile as Greece's, right?
That's the million-dollar question. Kass projects a debt-to-GDP ratio of 220% by 2055, which is terrifying. He even points out that major bond rating agencies have downgraded U.S. debt already. Moody's moved it from AAA to AA1. The market reacted and the S&P 500 took a hit.
Wow, that's sobering. So what's the solution according to Kass?
He's advocating for cutting expenses, biting the bullet as he puts it. But he's skeptical that either political party has the stomach for it. He sees eerie similarities to 2007 and the subprime mortgage crisis.
You know, I see his point. It's easy to get caught up in the short-term gains of tax cuts. But the long-term consequences, those are a different story. I'm a bit worried now, to be honest.
It is concerning, but Kass is known for being a bit of a doomsayer. Remember when he predicted the S&P 500 crash? Although he wasn't entirely wrong in the long run. Maybe there's some merit to his concerns.
Yeah, perhaps we should all be a little less Zorba and a little more cautious. What do you think?
I think a healthy dose of caution is always a good idea. It's important to remember that economic indicators can be misleading, and there are always unforeseen circumstances. But Kass's warnings are worth considering. It's better to be prepared than caught off guard, right? Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.